Hi, everyone. Welcome to Domain Sherpa. Thank you for tuning into the podcast with the best domain name and digital asset content in the world. Today's episode is a Domain Sherpa review titled So Far, So Crazy, featuring Shane, Braden, and Drew. And on today's show, we play the domain game featuring Timberwolf.com, Aris.xyz, that's A-R-I-S.xyz, and Derma.net. And then we've got the NameJet and a Jet segment sponsored by NameJet. We talk about some domains coming up for auction, including JKN.com, TheFool.com, Mesotherapy.com and bluehand.com. And we talk about the election, the inauguration, and its potential impact on the economy, cryptocurrency, and of course, domain names. A lot of crazy stuff going on, and so far, so crazy. And remember, if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, you can also watch the video version at DomainSherpa.com and on our YouTube channel at DS.TV. You can also listen to the shows on Apple and Spotify and other podcast platforms as well. So please make sure to hit the like button and the subscribe button and all that good stuff everywhere that you can and help Domain Sherpa grow the pie. We also integrate our shows with Muse.ai, which provides search functionality for the shows and transcripts as well. So definitely check all that out. And huge shout out to DNWE, short for Domain Name Wholesale Exchange. It's a trading platform designed specifically for domain investors, streamlining the process of buying and selling domain names to make it quicker and easier. With a community of over 3,500 investors, DNWE enhances market liquidity, facilitating more efficient transactions with standard domain listings, reverse auctions, standard auctions, and soon to be added portfolio auctions featuring traffic portfolios. DNWE is part of EW3N, which is a family-run digital asset investment company based in London, England. It also operates DomainManage.com, which is a global sales platform, and Brandable.uk, which is a marketplace for UK and co.uk domain names. Yeah, and also huge shout out to Unstoppable Domains, the only ICANN accredited registrar that lets you trade DNS domains on-chain and access crypto investors. With 3% commissions, at-cost renewals, and hundreds of resellers soon to be integrated, they're a cutting-edge marketplace you need to know about and use to get more sales and keep your costs down. And for domainers with large portfolios, email Brady at Unstoppable Domains and see if you qualify for their free transfer in promo. And last but certainly not least, big shout out to our own business, Media Options, the number one domain brokerage in the world. Find out more at mediaoptions.com, where you can sign up for our newsletter for the best domain names and domain opportunities available in the market every week, and also featuring key insights and other helpful information related to branding, naming, and of course, domain investing. So now, with all that, it's time to get into this episode of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. What's up, Sherpa Network? Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Jonathan Tenenbaum, a.k.a. JT, a.k.a. J-On, a.k.a. Sherpa Winfrey, host and producer of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Today's show is a Domain Sherpa review. We haven't done one of these in a minute, and this is where we get into the minds of successful domain investors using real examples so we can learn strategies and tactics to become more successful domain name investors ourselves. These are the experts, the OGs, the best in the biz. It is my privilege to call these guys not just like my co-hosts, my guests, but also my friends, although I don't know that they'd say the same. But either way, I'm the host, so I can say whatever I want. And best friends forever. And yeah, so there's more segments to a Domain Sherpa review. We got the grand opening. That's what's happening right now. We intro the Sherpas. We see what's going on with them. The AKAs talk about some related things, some unrelated things. Then we've got the domain game. That's what we hear about with the Sherpas recently bought or sold. Everybody guesses on the price. We keep score and eventually somehow, some way, someday, get some swag to the winners. Then we got NameJet Gonna Jet, sponsored by our friends at NameJet, where we review a list of domains coming up for auction to see what the Sherpas like and what they don't like. And last but not least, we got the grand closing, where we discuss anything we haven't covered already, what's going on in the domain space, looking at the market trends, current events, allowing our guests to mention and talk about anything that they want to talk about that we haven't already discussed, or maybe that we have. I don't know. You know, we're pretty cool about that kind of thing here. So with that, let's go ahead and introduce the Sherpas. Over to my right, I got my boy Andrew Rosner, a.k.a. Morpheus, a.k.a. the Dirk Diggler of Digital Assets, a.k.a. Bob Lee Swagger, a.k.a. the Sniper, a.k.a. Drew. Drew got what I need, a.k.a. every Rosner has its thorn, a.k.a. never going to give Drew up, get Rickrolled, a.k.a. Greybeard the Domain Pirate. What's up, dude? How are you?
I'm good. I had a day of wallowing and sorrow yesterday. It's like, you know, mild depression. As a result of basically two things, One was that my illusion that Trump was like a white knight coming in to like take out all the baddies and, you know, save us from the deep state. That went down in flames when he launched the rift of the century with Trump coin 48 hours before becoming the sitting president of the United States. That shit, that kind of just busted my whole bubble of an illusion that I had. Now, I will stand by the fact that there's not even a close second choice, like between two bad choices. That was the much better choice. The other one was communism. So better choice still, but nonetheless, I am disappointed in myself for not being more skeptical and more critical and buying into some story that I probably even just told myself that, you know, the white knight was coming, riding in and going to slay some dragons. That shit ain't going to happen, but it's all right. The second thing, and more importantly, was that Joe Biden and the Joe Biden crime family pardoned Dr. Fauci,
probably the most everybody.
Human being in modern history. And I think, and that really personally hurts. You know, we'll just have to rely on public shaming and, you know.
Yeah, well, so yeah, they pardoned everybody. Whatever. I think I got pardoned. You got pardoned. You know what I'm saying?
I got pardoned for having a fake ID back in college, which is great. Exactly.
You get a pardon, and you get a pardon. And anyways, it's all good.
A lot more pardons are coming.
All I wanted to say was that I had a single 24-hour period of wallowing in my own pity, and then I woke up feeling full of piss and vinegar, and I just don't give a shit anymore. So now it's just, you know, every man for himself, got to go get yours and, you know, hope for the best.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm shocked that you didn't realize, I mean, you're a critical thinker. You didn't realize that he's just a grifter?
Well, like, no, I've been very public on here. I fully supported this administration. I have never, however, actually liked Donald Trump. I've never, in my whole life, when I read his first book, when I was a teenager, I was like, this dude is so full of himself. And I know I can be accused occasionally of that, but I don't run for president. So anyways, I kind of thought he got shot. It refocused him. The mantra was different. The mandate was different. The problems were different.
The team around him.
Most importantly, the team around him was different. But anyways, it's all good. I didn't even want to make this political. In fact, I think I'm done with politics for a very long time. And,
but you're all in on Melania coin, right?
Well, that's so crazy. It's like,
listen, I'd be all in on Melania, but I ain't all in on Melania coin.
Listen, I'm waiting.
I'm all in on Melania like Mark Zuckerberg was all in on Melania. No, he was all in on Bezos' girl.
Yeah. Hey, listen.
Yeah, he was Jackson. Like.
I miss Trump coin and Melania coin, but I'm going all in on Barron coin.
Yo, Barron coin's popping off.
I'll throw a dart if they launch a Barron coin. I will throw a dart at Barron coin.
There is
something about that kid. That kid, he's not normal. I mean, he definitely is like sent from a different universe or something. He's special.
Mm-hmm.
There is a Barron
coin. A perp contract go long on Barron, I go long.
Totally.
He's
totally
long.
If there was a
Victor Wembanyama,
I would definitely go long. But did you see? I would pay so much money to know what he whispered in Joe Biden's ear. Did you see that? Joe Biden like was like, hey, you know, with his goofy old man smile, and he's, you know, shook Barron's hand, and Barron was just cold as ice, and he shook his hand. Zero emotion, no anger, no, just literally cold as ice. Shook his hand, and then he leaned into Joe Biden's ear, and he whispered something in his ear, and you literally saw the light leave Joe Biden's face. It literally was like the soul leaving the body, and then Barron just turned around, walked away. After a couple of steps, he looked back over his shoulder with just a death stare at Biden. I mean, and his shit was cold. I want to know so badly what he said to Biden. Hold on.
I know what he said. I know what he said. I'm going to eat your dog.
So sorry to disappoint you on this one, but I actually saw something where they showed a different camera angle and said he wasn't actually talking to Biden. Whatever he said was actually to Kamala. And that was just Biden being like, you know, Weekend of Bernie's Biden, like his facial expression changing was just
him. Yeah, just, he just moved his arm and all the blood rushed to his face.
Nah, you're full of it. You don't know what you're talking about.
I'm just saying that's what I saw. But I'm but with you. Look,
the clips are amazing. I mean, Barron, amazing. When Elon was doing his autistic thing behind him, Barron was cold, stone, ice. Like,
oh, yeah. When they show the like,
you
the
heard it here on
Sherpa, sure,
but Barron's going to run the world, man. Barron,
yeah. But yeah.
6 foot. He's going to be 7'7" by the time he gets to take office, but
he's still going.
He's still growing.
The best thing is when you is it the best part of the whole thing is sincerely excited Elon Musk. Like, you don't get the really truly childlike sincere enthusiasm of Elon Musk that often, but we saw it on full, you know, on full frontal.
You saw his autism just rolling through, right? Just a nervous wreck, and
it's fantastic. It's fantastic. And you know what? If you want to talk about inclusive, that goofy bastard up on stage made so many people in America feel inclusive. You know what I mean? There are so many people that were like, I feel like him. And that's a good thing.
As a libertarian, I really didn't like him changing orders on amendments. Like, some of those are like, I think that's an amendment. I don't think an order is going to change an amendment. But
the one about citizenship. I think that was the only.
I think there were two of them that were actually amendments that have to go through a process. But
but you also have to. Yeah, exactly. So I think that's important to understand is that. And I don't say this in a supportive context or otherwise. I just as an observation. Sometimes these things need to be reinterpreted for modern times, and the only way that you're going to do that is to issue some kind of executive order that confronts that.
100%. It's a process.
That ambiguity, and then it goes to the Supreme Court, and then it will be tested, and it will be, you know, we'll have a new sort of interpretation for the land. So I think that's it. I don't know where I fall in that birthright thing. It's an interesting thing.
We can summarize feel like it's very probably wrong.
I think it's probably best to just address the illegal immigration. And then that inadvertently probably addresses 80-90% of the birthright problem. But I don't know.
Yeah, as a family that's hired illegal immigrants for 150 years, I can tell you that the pathway to citizenship is the, and we won't get too deep into it, but the pathway's broken. Like,
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, and that's part of the problem. It's been broken for a long time. So then, you know, then it's basically
then
created,
it's broken.
But it's created.
I mean, to do it right takes 11 years if you're truly coming in without, like, if you're not a coder, if you're not, and you also have to bribe the Mexican government to get through fast on the other side. So it's just a broken process. But that's
So more importantly, forget all this social bullshit. Okay. Yeah. How are we going to pump those bags in 2025? That's the question.
Unicorn fart dust is the way. I can't see any other way.
I think, you know, look, I don't personally, I am skeptical about taking the gloves off on AI and just letting it run rampant. I think that's probably a bad idea. But short term, it will be good for domains. I think that, you know, for sure, the business environment is going to be good for domains. We are seeing it firsthand, literally, VCs, investors, CEOs, founders, everybody's amped up and excited for, you know, a business friendly environment in 2025 going forward. So I think that's all going to be domains. And
most importantly, Drew, you see an increase in demand for .ai names. Like, what about .ia, Drew? You see AI? You see some people wanting some of those? Are you changing your idea, your thoughts?
No, I mean, look, we have done a few .ai deals on behalf of clients, but I guess my whole point that consistently gets misinterpreted is it's nothing against AI. It's more of a broad stroke that if you're not .com, you're always in a handicapped position. Your brand is being diluted. There's always an opportunity for somebody else to usurp your brand recognition. And your brand is not as clean and clear and decisive as it could be, unless you lean into the whatever is to the right, whether it's AI, IO, that needs to be your name, right?
Agent. And there's a certain segment of the population that when they see your name AI, they're going to think it's nameai.com because they don't know that .ai exists.
Mm. Every time. Yep. Yep.
So you should
know. You're right. It's a segment of the population. But the point is all of these points, it doesn't matter if it's a 1% or a 10% or a 14%. It doesn't matter. It all adds up, and all you're doing is creating some level of confusion. That's a spectrum, okay? Where you're creating some level of confusion, and more importantly, you're creating friction between you and the purpose of the domain name in the first place, which is to get your, whatever it is, customer, investor, employee, whatever it is, to your website or interacting with your email or interacting with whatever it is, whether it's an advertisement, it's a billboard, it's word of mouth. You don't want any friction between the first point of contact with that. Let's just call it customer for this conversation, sake of this conversation, since most of the people we're selling domains to are businesses. So you don't want any friction between your customer and the destination, which is your website or a response to your email or whatever way they are engaging with your brand. And everything but .com is creating some degree of friction. That just is what it is. And I think with AI in particular, though, I just think that it's, you know, we're at an inflection point where it's very exciting and everybody's trying to show off that their AI. I had a conversation with somebody today, very intelligent individual. And they're talking about, you know, how they're going to use AI just because it helps them go raise money from VCs. And so that's a short-term thing. That's like a, okay. And, you know, it's like, whatever. It's like when people used to put crypto in their brand. It was like, yo, we accept crypto. And so now we're a crypto company. And so our multiple shouldn't be that of a retailer. It should be that of a, you know, a technology company. That's all it is. It's a way to increase, you know, attractiveness of your company for investors, stupid money, and a way to, you know, signal that you are a part of this trend that is happening.
But in many cases, that's a very important part of a domain name, right?
Oh, absolutely.
That's absolutely. You know, but it's temporary. I look at it this way. I agree wholeheartedly with you. But from a domain investing standpoint, I think this is a wonderful opportunity. When I see a company like
it was a wonderful opportunity for the true people that bought these things between 2015 and 2022. Okay. Yeah. And this is the part that everybody gets wrong is that I agree with you. It was an amazing opportunity. I missed it. I wish I had built a portfolio of, you know, hundreds or thousands of killer.ai domains when you could buy them for a few hundred dollars or a few thousand dollars. But investing tens of thousands of dollars into these things,
I think you're on point.
Is a losing game.
So where does that leave? So let's move this forward and say, okay, we're a new domain investor. The things that we need to look out for are companies that establish a presence in a new TLD that give it validity and signal. Like .so didn't mean anything till Notion.so built on it and started bringing validity.
And it still doesn't.
It still doesn't, but it's things like that and pump.fun. .fun didn't even exist, right? Like .fun represented nothing till pump.fun. And now .fun has value in crypto. It has value. And so those are the things we're looking is for companies that establish that signal, that establish that validity.
I agree.
.world, same thing. .world is now.
Yep.
And there's WorldCoin that has maybe some, you know, that's what we're looking for is
what did they
want
they
to
ended
be
up getting world.org, I think, right? Did they get world.com? No, that's still World Group, right? Yeah, but they did get world.org, I think.
So those are the things that you're looking for. I mean, getting back to all this, we say this all the time.
I'm still very skeptical on Sam Altman, though.
Well, there's anytime all these guys that are amazing are crazy. Like there's no,
that's true.
They're very, all very capable of being one step away from insane. Like that's how close they are. They're walking that tightrope that they may get to the other side and change the world, or they may step off and blow it up. Like I have a feeling if Elon got mad at me, he'd turn off my car. I think he has before. Like I think he literally has turned somebody's car off before. Like I have that fear that if I post something wrong on X,
wasn't there somebody that it was like a world leader that got a Tesla and they were like, I know he just keeps turning off my car. It was like somebody turning off
your full self-driving, right? Like all of a sudden, one guy's full self-driving and he's like, no, that doesn't go with a transfer. And they're like, hold on a second. When I buy the new car, it doesn't come with the full self-driving. And, you know, again, a lot of these might just be stories, but those are the feeling like I think I put it on an X post. I was like, all of a sudden my Starlink goes down, my car stops driving, my, you know, all these things that he controls, all of a sudden I've been shut off for the world. And I'm just, I can't get on X. I'm out.
Yeah.
God doesn't like me.
Hey, you know, by the way, our gracious host who disappeared, didn't even get us past the first introduction.
I know. Well, that's the thing. You guys got way down into the.
We've only been chatting for 38 minutes. But
yeah, this. I know. Just cut this one into a rabbit hole and then start the domain one now. There you go.
This is good stuff, though. I think it was good. I was feeling it. All right. So
you were feeling it so much that you left.
Yeah.
Yeah. I exactly.
You rode the same mountain twice and came back.
No, I was, you know, I was trying to get word in edgewise. It wasn't working out great. So I'm like, all right, I'm just going to go and change a tire.
You're the host. You know? You're not the talent.
It's all good. All right. Well, with that, it's cool, though. You know, you guys got into it. That's good. Good job.
I mean, this weekend was the most exciting weekend in a long time. There's a lot that
could be talked about.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, I think that to your point, Drew, that you kind of kicked off the whole thing about talking about Trump and the Trump coin, and then following up 24 hours later with the Melania coin, all that within 48 hours of the inauguration. I think the big disappointment for me, you know, and I'm not the biggest fan of Trump, and, you know, and I do think that he obviously has put together a much better team and he had better people surrounding him this time. And I think that, you know, he's a better fit for president, right, this time around. And, you know, and hopefully he will kind of enact the things that will be really good for the country overall, like we all want to see the country win. My big thing from a crypto perspective is that, you know, there's talk about a strategic Bitcoin reserve, as well as a few other kind of promises.
Yeah, I was short that from the first time people started talking about
it. There's going to be a Trump reserve.
Well, I think that's the thing that is Bitcoin. I'm more of a Bitcoin maxi than anything, right? I mean, I'll dabble in some shit coins. I mean, Drew's really obviously a Bitcoin maxi. I will dabble in some shit coin. I did pick up a little bit of Trump.
I'm not willing to concede you as a Bitcoin maxi. You more like a, I don't know. I don't know what to call you.
Bitcoin tampon?
Yeah, I'm Bitcoin. I'm shitcoin curious.
Bitcoin curious. 100%.
And, you know, so my whole thing, though, is I think that's the piece that I'm sort of probably the most sort of.
That domain will get registered today for when this releases. Shitcoin curious.
I'm going to go grab it. That's my mantra. But I do think that it would be good to see, you know, see him tighten it up. You know what I mean? The idea that, you know, launching his own fucking.
Tighten it up.
Trump, yo,
we are
it
a
up.
Long
yeah.
way away from tightening it up.
But he is a shit. He's like your ultimate shit coiner. You know what I mean? Him finding out about shit coins and meme coins is literally like AI becoming aware. You know what I'm saying? That shit is like, that shit's like a singularity moment where all of a sudden he's like, wait, I can extract like literally tens of billions of dollars out of the fucking, like, you know,
forget about all the financial stuff. The part that literally just has my brain like smoking out of my ears is like, he literally when this thing inevitably goes to zero, right? And he inevitably cashes out, he's literally rug pulling his entire election base. So like, I don't know. It's like
just, he doesn't care.
Yeah,
he doesn't care. He cares. Yeah. If like he makes money, then it's a win. If everybody gets fucked, he didn't care.
But to be fair, it is now abundantly clear for those who it wasn't abundantly clear for that Biden was the same. So I guess it's just two different ways of extracting money from the American.
I will agree with that. I thought that, you know, it was a long time where it was
those pardons were about, I mean, there's letters, yeah. There's bank receipts. They extracted tens of millions of dollars that went to his brother, that went to his sister, went to the niece and the nephew and the.
Well, look, here's the thing. I've said this on the show. I'm much more of a centrist, right? there was a lot of narrative leading, you know, through the, well, definitely the first election with Biden v. Trump. And then now, you know, where as if Trump's a bad guy, Biden's a good guy. I always thought when Biden was still pretty coherent and kind of like with it, that he seemed like a nice guy. But I think when you realize the politics of it, right, and you really kind of start getting under the hood, and it's like, they're kind of all the same. I think that's the thing. It's like,
yeah,
you put whatever veneer you want on it. But all these politicians, it's like, look at Nancy Pelosi and her stock trading. Like, it's crazy how successful she is at trading. The people who copy trade her make a boatload of money. By the way, she went heavy on a bunch of shit literally yesterday. So it's probably worth you know, keeping an eye on that. But you just realize that, I mean, in politics, so many of folks are self-serving, right? There's really not, I don't know that anybody you can really point to and be like, they're all super altruistic, maybe like a Bernie Sanders or something, right? You know, and then when you have somebody who's super idealistic like him, you know, and then now you're looking at the actual politics to see how well does that jive with you and your own interests, right? And that's why it's all so kind of difficult, right? Because everybody's trying to get theirs. The few people that probably are somewhat for the public service aspect of it, then, you know, again, are their politics actually even, do they even align with yours? It's hard. And then trying to fit it all into a two-party system, the whole shit is fucked. So I do agree with you, Drew. I think that's the era that we're entering. And this is the conversation, obviously, you and I have had plenty of times offline, which is, look, if everybody's getting theirs, you know, it probably needs to be, you know, the approach of everybody else, right? It's like, because that just seems to be where it's at. Not saying, hey, fuck everybody, let's all get paid. But I think you have to be able to recognize the playing field that you're on and recognize the way others are playing to know how to make your own moves. Anyway, so with that, you know.
Welcome to, I don't even know, it's good. All I know is it's going to be an exciting year. There's going to be all kinds of scams. I mean, because look, if the president of the United States can pull off a $30 billion shitcoin rug pull, then what does that tell everybody in America? It's like open season to fucking scam and chill and grift. And so it's going to be wild. It's going to be wild.
It really is crazy. Know. It is fucking nuts to think like, oh, yeah, the
you're going to need, if you want to play that game, you're going to need a lot of darts. You're going to need a lot of darts to throw. Better have a lot of darts ready.
Well, let's get into this. Let's get through the AKAs. We can talk a little bit more about what the, you know, and then actually get into the meat of the show and talk about some actual domains. But I would think that it's important that we do double back throughout the show to talk about what do we think this, like the most recent developments, what does this mean for domain names, right? Because what does it mean for crypto? And then by extension, what does it mean for domains? Or just what does it mean for domains in general? I think that's the important piece now that we've got to look at to figure out, because is it, you know, are we at the top? Like, did this signal the top, or is shit just the beginning of what's going to be some fucking crazy, crazy stuff? You know.
So. All right, let's do the AKAs and we can actually discuss.
Let's discuss this. All right, so to my lower right, I got my boy Shane Culture, aka Sugar Shane, aka Honey Shane, aka Mike Rowe, aka Blame It on the Shane, aka House of Shane, aka Blue Oyster Culture, aka the Culture Club, aka the Culture Personality, aka Doing It for the Culture. Chain. What's up, my dude? How we living, man? What's happening?
Nah, this is my world. Like, this is the world where I lose everything or I become generational wealth. So I'm all for it.
Like, all I want. Oh, so you're saying there's a chance.
All I want, like, is a shot. All I want is
some chaos. Just give me a little chaos.
I want everything to be burning, and I want volatility is my game, man. This is how I came up.
I try to pretend that I'm not with you. I try to pretend that I like it calm and smooth sailing, but the truth is my inner being thrives in chaos.
Yeah. I want to go home and be calm, but during the day, I want shit to be swinging around, and I want there to be fires and glass on the ground. Then I want to go home and just relax, but when I come back out, I'm ready to roll. Yeah, I love it. I love everything about it.
Well, the chaos breeds market inefficiency. Market inefficiency breeds opportunity, right? I mean, that's kind of like where we are.
I saw $34 billion of money wanting to make money. That means there's $34 billion out there of money that wants to be spent somewhere, and I'd like a piece of that. Like,
no, hold on. Notional $34 billion, but there was only a 20% float, of which only 10% was actually trading.
$7 billion.
It was actual, but still, there's $3 billion there. There's $3 billion of real money that was trading hands.
Yes, it actually peaked at $7 billion. So in $7 billion in 24
but
hours.
At that moment, not all of it is trading, right? So
that was pretty $7 billion.
He's saying $7 billion was basically the liquid. $70 billion
Oh, really?
Was the market cap. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. No, it didn't go to 70, did it?
Yeah, it went. It peaked. It peaked in that range. Yeah. Yeah, market cap. But there was still $7-8 billion in 24 hours. It came out of the weeds to participate and play. And you saw, like, you saw the, if I'm Solana and I'm Lily Lou, I just sit home and drink wine all night watching the activity and counting the pennies. Like, they made $36 million in trading fees during that period. Like, I love it. Like, I just, I love stuff like that. That, it just means it's out there. And so it's going to float to domains. It's going to float to crypto. People want to make money. People are gamblers. The whole world has turned into a giant. I can't turn on ESPN.
Well, when the money's broken, if the money's broken, then people want to gamble it.
Yeah.
Well, and once people get a taste, right? Or they hear other people's stories of success, because then you go on Twitter and social media and everyone's like, oh, look, I invested two sold. It's now $1 million. Like, you know, you can too. Here are my 10 steps of what I've, how I did it. You know, it's just the amount of fucking noise and just crazy shit that all just fucking flows out of this shit. It's literally fucking nuts.
It's they nuts don't, they it's understand rubbing. That a 28%, like the stock market up 28%, like that's incredible growth. And in the, my daughter's generation's like, yeah, 28%. Okay. I'll,
my headset died.
Yeah, you just moved into the closet, but
you sound like a little echoey, but you're all right.
You're fine. You're no better than every other podcast, or worse.
It's weird without you without the headphones on, though.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I'm saying? Like, I didn't even know you had ears anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, oh shit, that's what Drew looks like
you
without
just,
headphones.
You just dropped
on?
12 pounds.
He just got shorter. You're like, oh, I thought he was taller with those headphones on. He looked bigger and taller. But all right, that's the thing. I mean, we're just entering into this unprecedented.
Can you do Braden's thing now?
Yeah, let's.
Hey, oh,
let's
ZK. Talk. Oh, he's here.
Oh,
Braden. Oh, Braden.
Oh, you
what's
guys
up,
are
man?
Still here?
Hey, look who that is. All right,
well, me.
We got my boy.
Right,
last but not least, the one and only Braden Pollock, aka Tony Stark, aka Benjamin Button, aka Eat Bray Love, aka Braden Statham, aka Braden Pollockton, the Archduke of Calabasas, now also the Viscount of Woodland Hills. And it's not that your domain is worthless. It's just that it's worth less. Yeah. So what's up, man? How are you doing, dude? And on a more serious note, you know, because Shane made a couple like joking references to things being on fire and stuff. You know, you're out there in L.A. Everything's been insane. That hasn't even settled down yet. And it already feels like it happened, like, no joke, like a year ago. So are you guys out of the woods as far as, like, I saw something saying that there was some concern that things were going to be kicking back up, and how are you doing?
Yeah, it seems to be okay. They were concerned about, high winds yesterday and today, and there were a little bit of winds, but right now it's totally calm looking outside. There's not even a breeze. So the fires, you know, they're still burning, but they're relatively contained. So they're not, you know, they're not spreading into the homes. They've set up this containment line. That's what they've been working on. Instead of putting out the fire, they're just containing it so that eventually it's going to run out of fuel. But, you know, big, big, big fire, you know, the most expensive natural disaster in the history of the United States. You know, Pacific Palisades, gone. I have a lot of friends that lost their homes. A friend of mine that's in the industry, I won't mention his name because his business, but he lost his home. you know, it's been a disaster. A lot of people out power and you know, evacuated, and I've had people that stayed at my house for a minute, and yeah, it's been crazy. I had an evacuation line like 2 or 3 miles in one direction and another one 2 or 3 miles in the other direction because there's two fires kind of closing in on me. But I didn't have to evacuate. Luckily it got handled.
Did the home that we visited, Braden, remember on the beach where we sat, did that survive or did that burn?
That did not burn.
Yeah, it was kind of
shocking. She got lucky. I mean, she got evacuated, her other house in the Palisades, but down at PCH, and both of them survived.
Wow.
My former mother-in-law, I'm talking about. So, it was crazy for men. I mean, still, you know, a lot of people suffered, but I made it through unscathed. So,
well, good for you, man. And I'm sorry, obviously, you know, we talked about that in the last show. It's just, you know, at that point, everything was still pretty raw and kind of still in the middle of everything. So it was a lot more prevalent. Now it's like, you know, you forget it, that it even, you know, if you're not there, it's easy to move on because the next thing is that much crazier and there's just so much going on. And it really is pretty, pretty wild how quickly, you know, again, that feels like that was forever ago and you guys are still, you know, dealing with it. So, yeah, I mean, and I know who you're talking about as far as who was impacted with their house and, you know, good, bad things happening to good people, man, all over the place. And anyway, so, you know, not to go there, but, you know, just to let you know, obviously we've been thinking about you, we're checking in on you and, you know, others and, you know, throughout the thing. And
yeah, I got a lot of people reached out to me from the community and check on me. So thank you everyone for checking on me. Much appreciated.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's keep it moving. So what do you think? Obviously you're a big Trump MAGA guy, you know what I mean? So are you, I know you were, you know, super excited about the inauguration yesterday. How do you feel about trends and where these things are going based on just what so far? So crazy. That should like be the name of the show today. No.
I mean, I agree. It's going to be good for business in the short term. And my taxes are probably going to go down. But you know, the country's going to hell in a handbasket. So
how do you really feel? So how do we think about, so let's talk about, so if this is going to be good for business, then that means it's good for domains. Is that kind of the general prevailing thought as to, you know, we're bullish on 2025 and beyond because of that?
I think a lot of founders and VCs were hanging back for a minute. And, I mean, I've seen activities. I just got a solid six-figure offer this morning on a name. And I've had sales. I mean, I've had six sales so far this year, the first 3 weeks, which for me is a lot, you know, six sales in 3 weeks. Cause I don't sell that many names, you know? So, you know, I'm seeing activity, which is good news. But I mean, I kind of expected it, right? I mean, I thought we were going to see some when Trump got elected, you know, people are going to kind of loosen up and start investing. So,
Yeah, the uncertainty, good or bad, is helpful, right? You needed to get through the uncertainty, get through it, and then people start releasing the funds to start growing.
Yeah, I think the VCs are going to start spending some money. So, yeah, so that's good for us,
especially at the high end, right? That's where the VCs don't buy Shane.so.
Yeah. Shane doesn't even buy Shane.so.
No, Shane.
I don't know that. I just let
Shane.horse drop. If anybody, that was a nice gift from Leanne. But
so this could actually be so far, so crazy. Dot so far, dot so crazy. I don't know. Like so far, so good. But is it good? I don't know. That wasn't good. But anyway, all right. Well, look. All right. Well, we're definitely entering into, you know, the wild, wild west. And, you know, the SEC chair is done. He's gone. We got a new guy.
All the IRS agents are done. You just let those guys all go too.
Especially the ones that were investigating Trump.
I mean, yeah. I will say, if he does that, I think he gets like a 99% approval rating.
No, it's going to be like this. It's going to be just 2030.
It's like there's only, you know, they say there's only two things certain in life, and it's death and taxes. If you eliminate one of those two, you become instantaneously the most popular human being in history.
And then Brian Johnson
might eliminate death, and Trump might eliminate taxes, and 2025 becomes the year of, you know, evolution.
By the way, shout out to Brian Johnson.
That 2025, year of transcendence. We're going to eliminate death and taxes.
Hey, yeah. Brian Johnson's on some other shit. I saw a funny meme, though, where they showed his progression, like where he looked like a normal dude, and now he's more and more like plastic. And then the last phase is him looking like Data from Star Trek. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
literally, it's so funny. I literally had a dream about it. Like, and I don't even dream because, you know, I've smoked weed too long in my life. I don't really dream anymore. And so... But I actually had a dream about Brian Johnson being, what was his name?
Data. Data.
No, that wasn't it. His name was...
Billy, throw up a picture of Data from Star Trek The Next Generation.
No, that's not his name.
But I just want him... That's who I saw the meme for, and I thought it was like pretty spot on. It was pretty funny, you know?
Oh, yeah, it is Data. His name is Data.
You're right, dude. Motherfucking
he's,
Data.
Brian lives out here in L.A. I've met him. He's an interesting cat.
Yeah, for sure. Dude.
I don't, you know, he's got a weird, you know.
Well, you know.
I think that it's amazing what he's doing. I think it's very difficult for all the fucking, there's so many people that hate about it. I think that's the most interesting thing is the amount of hate that there is for him. And I think that's such an interesting thing. I think that that actually tells us so much about humans. But, you know, I think he's great. He's literally doing it himself. He's not like doing it to anybody else. And he's like, I'm making myself into a guinea pig. And like, there's literally no downside for everybody else. And if any of these interventions work, then it's like, oh, wow, at least with an N of one, we know it worked. And so maybe, you know, warrants further investigation. So I think it's amazing what he's doing. I'm very happy he's doing it. And I'm very glad that he's doing it in such an open source public way. I think that's great. But he's a weird dude. And he does look like Data from Star Trek. But I say that lovingly, with great, you know, respect for what he's doing.
All that Data, by the way, vegan. Because yeah. The data proves out that plant-based diet is the optimal diet.
Yeah.
Well, so a couple things. So now,
hold on. There's nuance to that statement. Because, I mean, look, I am, let's say, I'm 80%, 85% plant-based. And the only part that's not plant-based is I eat fish and seafood. So, and primarily, you know, that's eating sardines, which is literally like only one level above plant on the food chart, on the food chain. Yeah. So, so I am a supporter of the plant-based diet. I do believe that it is responsible for a great deal of my health. However, I do take issue with the statement that it is an optimal diet. I think that there's so much nuance around that. So I think that if you had easy access, regular access to, you know, freaking free roaming, basically wild, you know, animals of which you were, you know, forget about the ethical arguments and you're slaughtering and they're basically grazing locally and you're eating that meat. I think there's probably, the absolute ultimate optimal diet probably includes some meat once a week from animals that are freely grazing in nature, getting all of the different enzymes and vitamins that come from sticking their nose in the soil and eating, and vitamin A and various B vitamins that come with that, as well as the collagen and especially the organ meats. I think that consuming that in limited quantities is optimum. I think that cow milk is absolutely unequivocally harmful. Nobody should be really, maybe there's some Nordic countries that have grown biologically accustomed to it. I don't know. But I don't think cow milk is probably healthy for anybody. But I do think a limited amount of, but it's, I say nuance because there's 0.01% of the population who have access to that type of meat. Because
it's less than that. It's less than that. So basically it's an alternate universe. But other than the alternate universe, Brian Johnson, okay, with all of his data and him trying everything and him being able to afford anything, right, has no meat in his diet because the data supports zero meat.
Yes. Well.
Zero.
Well.
Based on, and like, we don't even have to talk about all the other arguments, but we're talking about Brian Johnson, which is how this conversation started. Yes. And he's tested everything.
Yeah.
He was not vegan when he started this, right?
No.
Tested everything. He's looking at only the data, and the data supports zero animal products. It also supports a very, very limited, like 2,000 calories or something, and he's always hungry. I don't know if that's necessarily good.
Well, it's good logically, but that's not the whole picture, right?
Right. So, I mean, he also says he's the healthiest human that's ever lived, which... that's quite a statement. It's not like
so. Hey, this is probably we're getting into rabbit hole territory. So I'm going to go ahead and take the conch back, like the Lord of the Flies. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to club Piggy to death, and we're going to keep it moving. But but hey, Brian Johnson has his domain name is his name, which I think is cool. I always appreciate that. So
okay, he just got don'tdie.com,
and they're even better.
So, Does he have Blueprint something as well?
No, something. He doesn't have blueprint.com, but he does have blueprint something. But he did just get don'tdie.com, which is really the brand that You know, he's going to start doing product labeling and certification. I mean, the Don't Die brand, it'll be Don't Die certified. He's going to have, you know, supplements and products. He's got his cacao. He's got his olive oil. He's got matcha powder. You know, he's got these various things, and they'll be under the Don't Die brand.
I've tried that sludgy mix. Awful. It's just terrible. He's not making it for taste, that's for sure. It's awful.
But, you know, it's funny about you said how I get so much hate. You know, people are just, they're weird about that. And I do think that there's
people are insecure with their own diets and their own lifestyle, their own. And so they hate for somebody to tell them that the way they're living is wrong. And that's really like the worst thing that you can do to somebody is tell them that they're wrong. And, you know, and so, you know, oh, the way you live, the way your principles of what is healthy are completely false. And you, it just breaks people's worldview, and they get aggressive and defensive, and, you know, they spew hate. And that's just,
well, maybe a little jealousy too, you know, like, oh man, you know, I'm just, I can't put myself in that position. So I'm just going to hate on you. You know what I mean? And yeah.
And fear of death and fear. There's so many psychological variables that are involved in that.
Yeah. Well, sure. Yeah. All right, so yeah, so great. Domain game, what do you think?
Yeah, the domain game. Let's go.
All right, let's get it, Drew. You start us off, man. What do you got? You got to buy, you got to sell.
I'm going to go with, what am I going to go with? I'm going to go with, Braden, do you already know more or less what Timberwolf.com was? It wasn't offered to you. Okay. All right. We'll go to Timberwolf.com.
All right. I'm out on this. This is just Shane and Braden. Timberwolf.com. Yeah. Timberwolf.com.
It sounds familiar, but I don't have any idea.
Okay.
He's going to get like within $5.
You bought it, right? So.
Yeah. It's a buy. Yeah.
This was a purchase. Timberwolf. Just one Kevin Garnett in this mother.
Yeah.
One Ant Edwards.
It's the only Timberwolf we know.
Dude, what are you talking about, man? Yeah, we watch some NBA, but you got Ant Edwards, dude. He's Ant-Man. And then now they got my boy Dante DiVincenzo. They got Julius Randle. They got shout out to Nova, although we lost to Georgetown last night. And nonsense, a game that never should
have
lost.
You're just mumbling some random shit right now.
He's excited.
He kept them to walk away when we're actually talking about like meaningful things. This guy's gonna start rattling off a bunch of players on a team that nobody cares about. And, you know, it's like a professional sports team. This is what I was just telling him. It's like, how can an adult grown ass man let their life get tied up in some other grown ass man's life of playing sports? It's like,
yeah. We're also, you know, we just started playing the domain game. You started it, and then you went off on a tangent.
I just was mentioning something related while you guys were taking fucking forever to come
on. Nobody cares.
All right, phones up. Move this along.
Go Eagles, fly Eagles, fly. NFC Championship coming up this weekend. Let's go.
You're going to play?
Go Birds.
All right, here we go.
I'm going to root for them, though.
All right, we're going to turn.
What? And what?
Oh, damn. Y'all making me feel terrible and shit. This is, see? Who do we have on last week that I said made me feel so much better?
Josh. No, that was 2 weeks. 2 weeks ago, I was really bidding up your stuff. You look like. Well,
for those of you who are only listening and not watching, Shane's at $12,000 and Braden is at $25,000.
It's obviously Braden has won.
No, I paid $40, and it was.
I didn't buy it.
Well, and it was a little higher than I, you know, but it's okay. So first off, that's a really cool animal. Okay. And it's a very difficult to get a singular version of an animal name, especially a semi, you know, mainstream, well-known animal. And there are a ton of end users for Timberwolf. So I was pretty happy with it. It's been a while since I got a real bang on, you know, animal, singular animal name. And I really like them as some of my favorite names. So I was pretty happy with it. But yeah, I mean, look, would I have been happier 25, 30? Yeah, that's where I wanted to be. But 12,000, you and a different, you and an alter.
Here's the problem is
Shane got on that time machine. Shane got on Donald Trump's time machine.
I'll be on the negative. Like, to me, it's Timber Wolf or Gray Wolf or it's not a one word. To me, it's an adjective and a wolf. Two, if I'm a brand, I'm competing against the Minnesota Timberwolves on everything I ever do, right?
Because like, they're plural.
Yeah, but that's what you think of the United States. If I build it, if I ask 90 people in the United States Timberwolf, the first thing they're going to say is a basketball team. And when I'm creating a brand, I don't want to compete that hard that quick. So that's just my feeling. That's why I thought is when you're competing against somebody that's built a huge brand, you're already facing headwinds out of the gate.
Yeah.
So that's my thought. That's the only reason I said that. So I hate to be negative. That's just, I think that's how I think of it. I don't think as a oneword.com. I think it is an adjective in a word. So.
Timberwolf hanging out with Buzzard. You know what
I'm Oxford
saying?
Dictionary be damned.
Timberwolf and no, the Buzzard.
Hey,
are kindred,
listen,
kindred
you look at what you've done and you look what I do. I think you get the benefit of the doubt on every single purchase. So
it's all good. It's all good. Just bust the chops.
I will take Drew's answer over mine 90% of the time in domain.
But it's so funny how often I feel really good about a purchase, and like on here, you guys are like, "Oh well, you way overpaid." Oh man!
But look, at the end of the day, if you don't sell for $400 and you only get $200 or $250, like, so what? Right? Yeah. It's a win. You win in anybody's book, and it's a win against any other asset class. So,
yes, okay. Except Trump coin.
except Trump coin, unless you hold on to it.
Trump coin, I'd already be a billionaire.
Depends where you get in. You know what I'm saying? If you get in pre-rug or post-rug. You know what I'm saying? So.
And when I bring my shit domain that I bought out, you'll feel really good.
Okay, well, on that note, let's go ahead. Give us yours.
All right. I bought XYZ. I bought Aris, ARIS.XYZ.
But for the record, I'm not trying to pressure you to change up what you, you know.
Yeah.
Just for the record, you're talking all humble and shit, but you're having a hell of a last few months. I've seen some of the bangers that you've been buying and selling, and you know, is this Aris.XYZ is at the bottom of the fucking pile. You're just now pulling out the good shit. And I'm not saying you need to.
Yeah.
But you should. But you should.
Hey, did you see the one that I got, though, that's perfect for me? I got BigD.com.
I know. I love it. That's so good. That's
my
so
high
good.
School nickname, so locker room nickname, so I figured I'd pick it up.
You too?
That's crazy.
Coincidence.
Yeah. Well, I've been called it so much in my life. I was like, how do I get this name?
Yeah. I thought they just gave it to you, right? Because
yeah,
like,
they did. I mean, it's on every jersey I ever had, so I might as well get the domain.
Your mom stitched it inside your shirt.
At birth, it was on my baby blanket.
Okay. This is dumb.
Aris.xyz.
Hey, to anybody who's still here on like listening or watching, I just really want
both of you.
We apologize.
With the two of you, just let me know who you are so that we could send you guys something. A little thank you.
Okay.
Being our best, biggest fan. All right,
hold on.
So you bought this one, Shane?
Yeah, I did. I'll sell it later.
Maybe.
No, I'll sell it.
Here we go. Ready?
Aris.xyz.
A-R-I-S.
Oh, hold on. Stop it. That's Aris. That's not Aris. I was thinking Aris, like the Aris.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I thought Aris. Brady, did you think the same thing?
Yeah. You know, the word Aris.
Yeah. Okay.
Hold on. New ball right, game here.
Take a zero off of it.
No. Actually, that'll be an interesting thing to talk about, which name is actually worth more, because I don't know that, you know.
It's worth, literally, it's the other way around. It's 10x more, but we're 100x more.
Which one's 100? Aris spelled
A-R-I-S is worth 10x. Aris.
Yes. All right, here we go. Okay, good. Yeah, we're on the same page. Yep. 3, 2, 1, flip. All right, so Braden's got 400, Drew has 1288, and I've got 4,500.
Yep. I paid 150 for it.
Braden, man.
You know what? What I originally put in was 133. That's when I thought it was Aris.
Yeah, I went high. I went like end user price. Well, kind of end user pricing. XYZs are doing their thing.
Hey, dude, that was end user.
Yeah.
Big time.
So, but
I'm going to do a lot better than you think on that.
Already. Oh no, Aries, that's a killer purchase. I got a
$4,000 offer in the first week.
Yeah, no, that's a great name. Totally.
For 150, yeah. I mean, it's all relative, right? Like you like to make the $100,000 ones, but there's money in getting dozens of these good value names.
Oh, 100%, man. You always make money on the buy. We say it on the show literally every day. Where did you buy it?
Further than that is literally, this is precisely the point that I've been trying to emphasize about the contrast between, you know, my strategy and many others versus like an Andy Booth strategy, which, you know, he's throwing big money at a small number of domains. His return in a best case scenario is probably at 2 or 3x in a best case scenario. And in my opinion, most of those names will probably never get their money out of them at full value, especially on an inflation adjusted basis. But, and I don't say that with any ill will or intent at all. I just think it's an important contrast for people to understand, especially since, you know, the point of this show is to try to grow the pie. And I really don't think it's good for people to be coming into the industry and thinking, oh, dot AI is the hot shit. Let me go spend 10 grand buying a dot AI that I'm going to eventually sell for four. So,
you don't think that's a good stretch?
No, I don't. So, I think that what you're doing, buying a name for 150, that your downside $150, you know, your downside is not even $150. It's less than that. So your downside is very limited, and your upside is probably, you know, that name, it wouldn't be shocking for that name to go for 15 or 25 grand. And it's probably a very easy 5 to 10 grand. So, yeah. That's really what you want. That's, you know, I mean,
and then you use all those products to buy, or that all that profit to buy the bigger names, right? It's a portfolio. That's why they call it a portfolio.
Or you don't. That's my strategy. Yeah. I like that strategy, but it's getting harder and harder. I'm buying a lot less names because I can't implement that strategy with an expected return that I'm comfortable with anymore. And so I look at guys like Stephen Kennedy or some of the guys that have built, you know, very quietly these very large portfolios of small and medium names. And I'm thinking, wow, I wish I had started doing that 5 years ago. And I wish I had 20, 30,000, you know, names that I bought for $150, you know, that I'm selling all day long for 5 or 10 grand.
There's a psychological thing that's fun too, to have names come through. I mean, Braden said he sold 6, but that's not the norm unless you have big portfolios. Like, just to have them come through weekly, whether it's small or big,
to wake up to those emails,
feels good. It gets you motivated. You are a better domainer when you get those emails. It just gets that
almost as good as when OpenSea would send you those emails saying your item has sold.
Exactly.
Almost as good.
Now they're just phishing emails.
Shane, would you buy it? Yeah, now exactly. Now it's like OpenSea says you have an offer on your item, and then you look and the email is actually some fucking crazy scammer.ru type, you know, email.
It's with .pk.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, dude.
100%.
It's crazy. Shane, where'd you buy the domain?
I bought it at auction at GoDaddy. Yeah. Right. GoDaddy.
Good job.
Sometimes they sneak through, right? Like, most of the time they sneak through because of a reason, right? They suck. They normally sneak through because they're bad, but occasionally
Let me ask you something, because this is another name I was very excited about. I bought therainforest.com. What do you think was a good buy on that?
With the
but I mean, that's kind of what you're saying, the rainforest, right? I mean,
rainforest.com
is a better brand, but the rainforest is the rainforest.
I think if you're in the 1,000, 1,500, even at auction, you've done a good, but I think that'd go for several $1,000. The rainforest that is what it is, right? Rainforest. Yeah. Nobody says rainforest. They say the rainforest.
The rainforest.
Perfect THE name. So if you can sneak it in at auction for $1,000, but I mean, I think. I think that's a good buy. I really do. I think Michael Birkins will tell us all day that the names are really good names. It's a discount code on a 6 and 7 figure name.
Yeah, I've got some too. Yeah.
No, I completely agree. I'll take that all day.
Yeah, I'm excited. I thought, you know, the rainforest, like, I, you know, it's
And you'll get 50. You should
have led with that. They would have given you a number that you would have felt better about yourself than hitting them with Timberwolf. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, I was just trying to, you know, I was trying to pick myself off the ground, and all they did was kick me when I was down.
They did. They hurt you. They hurt you. They hurt
you. Don't get those plaques in the background for being bad at your job. So
well, that's a good point. That's a good point. He is always on these calls being like, you see these fucking plaques? You see, you have a plaque? You have a plaque behind you?
I got Cliff Clavin's autograph. That's my...
You got a plaque? Shut your mouth when you're talking to me. But anyway, no, but for real. All right. Well, look, Braden's already won the game, but he can throw a name out himself since, you know, because he's already taken home the swag.
Tell us, but, give us one of your .NET sales.
Just this moment, literally, like 10 seconds ago, I just received funds on another sale. So,
but in 3 hours, I got it.
Here's one. Since I've been talking about .NET, so I'm gonna continue. Had another .NET sale just so people can continue beating up the .NET auctions and screw me out of inventory.
I like it.
Derma. This is a sale. DERMA. Derma.net.
Ooh, DermaNet. I like it. DermaNet. I like DermaNet. Ooh, Derma. Otherwise, skin.
Skin. Yeah.
Derma. Some feisty dermatologist wants to have a fancy email. Hold on. Give me a second.
This was a sale.
All right. No, hold on. I should always go with the first instinct, but I'm going to change it up here. Oops.
I was going to make Drew about $300,000.
All right, 3, 2, 1. All right. Okay. I'm at $14,999. Shane's at $27,500. And Drew is at 29.
I was at 23. And then I went up.
29,369.
JT gets it.
Ah.
Final sale, $14,000.
14,999. That's what's up.
It was listed at 20. That's what I wanted for it. And somebody came through it like, it's draft Nick. Somebody came through it, I don't know, 7 or 10 or something like that. We went back and forth, and their best and final was 14. And I was like, let's just do it. It was like a 10.5 month hold. So it was pretty quick. I bought it. I bought it last January. I sold it last month. So 11 months, less than 11 months. I paid $1,500 for it. So, you know,
that's,
I figure
10x that you like.
You know, how much longer am I going to wait to go from 14 to 20?
Yeah.
You know, name like
German. What was my rule of thumb? Remember, I gave you the rule of thumb. I said, this is how much below the price. It can't be more.
Don't ask him that question. Ask who's on the bench for the Timberwolves.
Yeah, this is a freaking problem. This is the problem.
Bro,
he could rattle off every freaking player on every goddamn team. None of them make any difference in his life. But I ask him, like, what is my fundamental freaking rule of thumb for making decisions on the domain names that we own that just happens to be our freaking business, of which you are the COO? And Mulder is like, what you talking about?
Sorry about that, JT. I owe you one.
Because he was busy looking at his fantasy football lineup right now.
Timeout. Fantasy football's over.
No, girl, stop the timeout. Give us some explanation.
Your rule of thumb. So the rule of thumb on selling a name or on buying it?
Yeah. When an offer comes in below the asking price, we have a rule of thumb.
Yeah, once we get to best and final, I think usually you're saying, like, look, am I going to see a 5X on this in the next 5 years? If not, then we're better off selling because, you know, we can invest in Bitcoin or something that truly we think, you know, will also have the opportunity to provide that kind of return on the money.
I think that's the right answer. I'm going to say that's the right answer.
If you think you're going to get 20% more, but it's going to take you several years to get there, sell.
We actually don't even say 20% more. I mean, we're more on, like, again, 2 to 5.
I don't think the 5X was, I think it was a 2X. Wasn't it?
Fair enough. 2x. So are we going to see a 2? Once we get to best and final, are we going to see a 2x in the next 5 years? And the answer, if the answer is no, then let's take the cash and put the cash to work, you know? And that's basically the approach. So, and am I right? How'd I do?
Well, except that you had all the numbers wrong.
Terrible. Yes. That's how you did. You did terrible.
Yeah, other than having all the numbers wrong, you did great.
You had the concept correct.
Thank you. Thanks, Shane. Shane is like my mom in here. You know,
other than getting it totally wrong, fantastic.
Oh, man, this is pretty brutal. Where's Billy? Billy, cut it. Can you cut it in real life, though?
I bought my first .NET in a while the other day. I bought tobacco.net. Tobacco.net.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Got
that one.
Were you in that one?
No, I let it go. I think the tobacco market's, you know, people smoking much less. And
it's the nicotine market.
No, watch. Just watch. It's going to make it. I think tobacco market's about to make a big comeback, but in a whole new, they're going to paint a whole new picture. And you got, the Zyn, they just legalized like marketing. Like,
Shane.
Anyways, the whole thing was a scam. The whole tobacco thing was a scam. I mean, smoking anything is bad for sure. Hands down. No question. Doesn't matter what it is. Inhaling oxidized carbon is a bad idea. But it turns out that all these years we were told, like, you know, oh, tobacco is bad. And it's not actually the tobacco that's bad. It's all the shit that they were putting on the tobacco that's bad. And the tobacco, I didn't believe somebody. They were telling me this. And actually it was Chris that was telling me this, or, you know, Chris Eicher. And I was like, nah, that's not true. And I went and looked it up, and you can go find the studies on the NHI.gov.
Yeah.
The tobacco itself was found, not only is it not harmful, it doesn't contain any harmful substance, but it also is not addictive. It's literally all the stuff that they add to tobacco that makes it addictive. It's very shocking. And even the nicotine itself is non-addictive.
Isn't tobacco like kind of a negative word now? And it now is. It's nicotine, right? I mean, it's nicotine gum and nicotine patches. It's not tobacco packages and stuff. So that's, I don't think it's a primary term anymore. That said, it wasn't probably an expensive name. So what, I mean, I thought about it. Yeah. I was like, I got a couple hundred dollars.
So how do you like the Zyn stuff? What's that? How's that?
It's, I would write 5 things in my life that changed me productivity. And I would put nicotine and AI up there on the top of my last 5 years, 100%.
Kids, don't try this at home. Don't start taking Zyn patches, pouches.
I can tell you this, like there's no more studied things in the world besides creatine and nicotine. Like those two things have been through so many tests, and nicotine is highly addictive. I just don't have the
If you go read the studies, nicotine in isolation, if you just look at nicotine in isolation, it is a non-addictive substance. It has no serious proclivity towards addiction. From the stuff
I will say,
they were on official U.S. government website.
I agree with you, but I will say that for most people, the way it makes you feel and how good it makes you feel and how productive it makes you, you want to get to that level again. So that's the addiction, is like, I'm not telling people to use nicotine.
Yeah. So psychological addiction is different than a physical addiction. And
I will say, for me, I don't yearn it during the day. Like, it's not something that I look forward to the day. I don't wake up and do it. But I will say my wife and my wife doesn't, she's as clean as a whistle. Like, she is a health nut. But she'll take it before an important meeting or before a writing event. And she,
in the form of a Zyn?
She likes the gum form better.
Yeah. Okay. So maybe I would probably try the gum.
And I'm at 3 milligrams.
With a pouch. You know, I remember back when I was, you know, in my football days in like high school, and like it would have the little.
Do a tobacco, whatever those pouches were. That's like instant cancer.
It's like, I mean, do you see that after a couple of years, if the inside of their gum is rotted? And so I
would say
it's not isolated nicotine. It's other stuff in there. There's all kinds of horrible flavorings. Yeah. And so I just
say it's like a limitless pill.
It's like a limitless pill for me. Like it's, and it's not like, you know, when you're drunk and you think you're a great writer and you think you have great ideas and you come back and it's just a shit show. Nicotine is, I mean, I just think better. I'm clear. I relax, like no nervousness, no nothing. It's, I can't, I mean, I would recommend it to anybody if they're careful with it and they're not addictive to things, but, and again, not getting into Drew, but it's, in my family, it's been a game changer. There's a reason why you go to the grocery store and it's just all nicotine pouches now. Like it,
that's so wild to me.
It is. And, the companies like, are killing it.
Just like, can't, I just can't, I don't even want to get my head.
For you, I'm not, again, I don't want to get anybody into it. I love telling the story. I told this to Fred one time when we were at a business meeting and I was like, I take my nicotine to get ready. And it's like, should I do it? And I go, well, I'm on 3 milligrams. Like you can buy 10 milligrams. That stuff makes me like spin and throw up. I've been on 3 milligrams all year.
I mean, like,
he buys some gum and takes it and he starts sweating and the world starts spinning.
That's it. So Chris told me, he's like, you know, you should try and start with get a patch, right? And this was right after I had been really sick for 3 weeks. And so I was just assed out. I needed some energy. I was really like, my brain was fried. And I was like, all right, I'll try anything. And so I went out and I bought these patches. And so I took this, I put the patch on. About an hour later, I thought I was going to die. And I'm like ripping this fucking thing off. I was like, I went in the shower. I'm like, wash it off. I mean, my brain, I was useless for basically half a day. Yeah. And I only had it on for about an hour.
No, you start with like a milligram piece of gum and just, you got it, your body. I've never smoked before in my life. I've never done tobacco. I don't smoke weed for 20 years. Like my body was clean. And when I put it in, it's just, again, I don't want to make this a whole show on nicotine.
Yeah.
But there is a reason it's sweeping the nation. Is like, it is a positive thing. And again, same with creatine. For me, like, I don't get sore anymore after 2 hours of workout.
Creatine is the super drug. That's like,
it's crazy. I get 200 milligrams of protein and my creatine, and I am no longer sore.
5 grams? Creatine?
Five milligrams. Sometimes I'll do it twice during a load period. Like,
oh, gram. 5 grams, not milligrams. 5 grams.
Yeah, yeah. 5 grams. Yeah. Mix it into some vegan yogurt with some honey and get my protein. Yeah. Braden brought me over to his house and I had some vegan yogurt and I couldn't believe I actually liked it. I need a little bee house honey.
Yeah, I eat vegan. I eat a coconut yogurt every day. The same thing. A giant bowl full of chia pudding that's been soaked overnight in almond milk. And then it's got a big thing of coconut yogurt, some fresh honey, local honey. And then basically it's an absolute insane amount of like blackberries, raspberries, blueberries, pomegranate, and whatever berries are in season. And
100%.
Granola. I put a big scoop of protein powder in it. And I put a big.
That's where I throw my creatine in there. And these are all the things like I got to look through, like,
you know, the we call it psyllium husk fiber in there. And then I mean, look, that's, I can't imagine a better way to get your day started. You know, I eat that around noon, and that's it.
That's the way you get your day started at noon. What?
Well, I don't eat anything. I mean, I get my day started with like a dozen freaking triple espressos. But outside of that, you know, I don't eat anything. I don't eat anything until about 12 or 1.
Media Options is the industry's leading domain broker specializing in domain acquisitions, high-value domain sales, and domain name consultation. As pioneers and thought leaders on the subject of the domain aftermarket and domain name value, plus through their clear domain acquisition service, Media Options offers startups and established corporations an unparalleled scope of high-value domain options, providing access to domain names and curation technologies not available elsewhere. Media Options believes in the power of a great domain name and is dedicated to helping you obtain yours. Call or email today to put a domain to work for you.
I mean, that's the thing about domains, right? Like I think we were doing a space with Michael Law, and I thought he laid it out really well. To be a domain investor, you have to be very disciplined in your life and your domains, right? Because you can sit behind a computer and just turn to nothing, because that's what we do for a living. Sell a domain. You don't have to do anything all week, right? You make I'm just throwing out a number. You make $5,000 in a week, $10,000 in a week, and you can just sit there trying to find the next domain, sitting behind a computer. You got to take care of your shit. Like, my health diminished moving from the nursery to behind becoming a domain investor full time. I just got destroyed. You have to have discipline. You have to go work out. You have to leave the computer. You have to move. You have to eat healthy. You have to, like, that's an important part of the domain investing, because you're going to be a real debt.
A mutual, you know, we all know one of the very, you know, famous domain investors.
Good friend of Braden's as well.
And I was just talking to him about, you know, just health and. You know, there's just a lot of things that, you know, really, we should do a show on it one time. But, you know, there is just things that you need to do. If you spend your time in front of a computer, you probably should be wearing these. You probably should be making sure you get out in the sunlight in the morning. You should probably be, you know, making sure you get up and do your exercise and do your stretching and probably stand up every 30 minutes or an hour and make sure you get moving for 5 minutes. But, you know, it's just otherwise, we are going to pay the ultimate price.
Your kids are going to get your domains really quick.
Yeah, I'm not letting those little bastards have it.
They're not ready. Yeah, and I've got Braden's. His whole estate's going to me, which I thank you so much, Braden. I appreciate that. That was very kind of you. One good romantic week with Braden, and all of a sudden I inherit everything. It's crazy.
Wow. That was the fastest.
All right. Well, that escalated quickly. Congratulations, Braden, on winning the main game, and congratulations, Shane, on inheriting all of Braden's wealth. All good. The nicotine thing is interesting, and obviously, look, not only is this not financial advice, but this is also not health advice either. But I do find
interestingly, it is now legal to give marketing and advice about.
It's true. I guess everything's legal.
Those little pouches. Yeah, it's wild west now.
Everything's legal. All right. Well, all good. But that is the domain game. Braden won it. Let's slide into Namejack and a Jet. We've got about, shit, guys, like 10, 15 minutes.
Negative total. 10 minutes.
Exactly. All right. So we've got the list. Let me know if anybody needs it. And, you know, we're about to... you know, I think by now everybody knows the deal, but you can go to Domain Sherpa to this particular episode, download the spreadsheet so you can see we've got the domains, the SBOT appraisal, how many back orders is the time we record the show, when the order by date is, and all that good stuff.
Right, we're an hour and a half in. Everybody's gone. They fell asleep or they moved on with their day.
We're going to break this into clips, right?
Two shows. Let me do another intro.
Let's just roll right into it. Come on.
All right. Go ahead, Shane. You first.
Let's start with the fool, because it's the name and we talked about it. I will say that you're not going to be able to do anything financial with it, because Motley Fool is pretty much trademarked the shit out of that whole category. Mm-hmm. So I would definitely, I think that limits it a little bit, but the fool is a pretty good name. If you get it for a couple thousand, I think you've done okay on that one. The one that was interesting, I looked at it because I work with Namejack and I go to the list, is Restless Legs. Is Restless Leg Syndrome, remember how that was like, they sold all those drugs and all those categories? I don't know if that's still a big thing, but
I don't know.
It used to be, right?
I think that kind of thing just, you know, it's not really a trend.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, people's legs have calmed down.
we've cured that. Brian Johnson has cured the restless leg part of it. Yeah. Yeah. But I do think that that's an interesting, and it's the second highest Estabot, meaning there has to be some data behind it well to get us there. And we'll do the same thing with mesothelioma. Mesotherapy probably has a really high cost per click based on that number. And I don't know that market very well, but I think people that do know that market will probably bid that name up, because I think people that have conquered have really crushing it in that category. So I think that goes for mesotherapy, for $4,000 or $5,000.
Most of those names, they'll go into the legal. That's legal legion. And mesotherapy is not legal. So it's a different vertical. Just FYI.
Therapy, and what do you mean? But explain that. I don't know.
All the meso names, yep. Mesothelioma, those are people like suing right? So they're hiring lawyers. That's legal lead gen.
Oh, okay.
And this is mesotherapy. So it's therapy for mesothelium, which is medical. So it's a whole different
version. The miso names. Oh, miso. I got you. Miso
but if they're going into therapy, don't you think that they also, the lawyers would like to get a hold of them because they have it? Maybe. I don't know. Okay. We'll keep moving. We can talk forever. And then I like names like Blue Hand. Like it doesn't mean anything. It's an open vessel. I just think all I see is an easy logo. And I like names like that in my portfolio. Those are the names that I talk about where if I can pick that up for $700 to $1,000, I'll throw up my portfolio all day. So I'll kind of leave it at that.
All right. Braden?
Yeah, I'd rather have Blue Hand than Blue Balls. I'll just say it.
Okay.
Well, if you have that, you won't have the other. So
there you go.
JKN is the obvious. You know, depending on price. There's a lot of 3Ls have come on the market recently that are like so letters, not great. Like J is not fantastic, K is not great.
And if it's at the beginning, right? Would you agree that if J is in the first letter versus the second and third, it's much more valuable?
Maybe.
I don't know about much more valuable, but I think
definitely maybe. I would agree. I mean, it makes sense, Shane, because you know not many. You know, when you're trying to get stuff that has like C at the end, right, or A, or something that like, you know, would work really well for an acronym, you know, association, corporation, company, you know, the things that like, you know, where you end with J, what is that, journal? You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you, you know, Johnson? You know, it becomes almost like it has to be justice, maybe, yeah.
And when J's at the beginning, it could be Jewish.
Yeah, there you go. Well, at work could be like, for example, you know, something J could be Jacksonville, right? The, you know, the school in town that's the Episcopal School of Jacksonville, and they have ESJ.org, actually.
Yeah, so. But you're talking about small geo, like that, it's not giving it much value. That's probably not.
Yeah, well, no, actually, that's kind of my point. I'm not saying it in the way that it refutes or goes against what Shane's saying. I actually would agree with Shane. I think that it starts with J. It's more valuable than if a 3-character or 4-character or whatever ends in J.
At wholesale, I think we're like wholesale. What would you say, Braden? I'm thinking 25 grand. Like
2 characters, interesting though. Two character, you talk about something like MJ, right? Now you're talking about last names, Johnson, Jordan, you know, talking about Mary Jane. You know what I mean? There's definitely, you know.
So wholesale for that name is between 20 and 25 grand. You know, I probably wouldn't pay 25, but I'd pay somewhere in between there.
I bought joq.com. Just it was a pronounceable and had a J in it, but I like Jock. Joke, like that's a J name that I bought, and it was a deal because it had a J. So,
Adder. You know, it's a brand, be something. I don't know how valuable it is, but or else they, when they're pronounceable, they sell. Aerogram is another decent brand. I mean, these aren't kinds of names that I buy, but you know, I could see them as a decent brand on, you know, on Adam. Yeah, you know, I can see somebody picking those up. So,
okay. That's what I got. All right, cool. And Drew, what about you?
Yeah, I don't know. I like the fool, like Shane said. I mean, I like the Oh My, O-M-A-I. I like that. It's got all kinds, you know, Oma, his grandmother in German, but also in some of the Nordic countries and you know, I just, it's O-M, you know, Om, like, you know, Om.
Isn't that O-H-M?
No, it's O-M, O-M. Yes, it's an ancient sound. It's OM, 100% sure. So I don't know. It's very flexible, multiple use case, 4-letter that ends with AI. I like that. I like InterOcean. We already own OceanToOcean.com.
And yes, for the sound, it is OM. It's not OHM, it's OM. Yeah. That's like a big Om. Like Om chanting and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
I think it's pretty dope. There's something that you know, I like that. But
Om. Get your Om on.
Om. All right, what ET phone? Om.
All right. Let's see who can hold the own longer. I bet you I win.
That's like some shit you tell your kids, like, hey, we're going to play who can be the quietest the longest. You know what I'm saying? Like in a car ride.
No, I can hold it. I can hold that ohm for a long time.
We could get rid of the last two people minutes. If we play that.
Oh, last. We'll shake everybody loose.
Yeah. It's like when we went to Joe Rogan's comedy club and that last dude, he was so bad that we were like, no, come on. This dude's so bad because he's trying to get us out of here. Like,
that's what it was. That was his act. It had to be. He just wanted literally everybody to leave.
That was the most brutal hour that I've spent in the last 5 years is that guy with his phone like this. How about this one? I'm drunk.
God, it was so bad.
What do you think?
But we saw some really funny dudes that night. There were some really funny people.
Yeah, we saw Ari Matty, man, right? Is that his name?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Was it the Croatian or the?
He's Estonian.
He's Estonian.
And Ari Matty, and he is fucking hilarious.
Oh my
and
God.
We saw him like he
I
was
peed
special.
My
he
pants
was
real... just a little bit. I peed my pants just a little bit during.
He was so good. He was awesome. The whole experience was really great until the last guy.
You really did. That guy had me folded in half. It was good.
I will say that, guys. Like, hopefully in ICA or other events, when we get together. That night was one of my most fun nights of the whole year. Like, just getting together with you guys, a good meal, so many laughs, and then going to the comic club. That was legit.
We were pretty properly warmed up when we went to the comedy club.
No, those are the moments that I like. Those are my favorite domain. I like selling a domain name, but that night was pretty fucking funny. Like, it was.
Yeah, well, he's been on Joe Rogan and stuff, and you know,
he's got I listened to his podcast.
Kill Tony and stuff. Like, he's legit, and he was so funny that night. You could tell, like, he was the best. Like, he was so good.
Yeah.
And that was a blast. But then the last guy literally was on some Andy Kaufman performance art shit, where he was like, literally wanted everyone to leave. Like, I think that was the intent, and he was just like. Oh man, it got so brutal, and it was like, we got to get the fuck out of here. This is like, and we're like, so yo, where's the check? Like, give me my phone. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, we were out. But yeah, that was a great night. And all right, we've gone through the list. I think we've mentioned a bunch of them. We've almost mentioned all the names, so all good. Speaking of everybody getting together, we've got Shane, Braden, you guys are going to be at the ICA meeting next week, and then Dominion following that. Like, what's your timing? So,
yep.
When are y'all arriving, leaving? Like, what's your deal?
I get there Sunday during the day. Then we got some dinners lined up. And then I'm going to do some, like, I don't know, emceeing or something. I don't know. Camila, she's got me working.
She got you working.
And then I'm going to be on some
panels. Work.
So, and I don't even know, honestly. They haven't told me about that.
And what activity are you going to be doing on Monday?
I'm actually not getting in until Monday night. I just couldn't stay in Vegas because Dominion extended it. I just couldn't do Sunday to like Friday. I like Vegas, but I've traveled so much this year and I'm traveling. I got a bunch of stuff I'm traveling to. So I'm getting in Monday night. I'm leaving Friday morning. I'm there to see everybody, taking some good information, taking some stuff you only get at a bar with late night and people sharing stuff that you don't share otherwise, right? Like, those are the kind of talks I like.
And then, Braden, how long are you in town?
Sunday through Friday.
You're doing the whole stretch. But it is going to be great. Shout out to the ICA. Shout out to D3. You know, ICA into Dominion. I'm still unclear and unsure if I'm going to be able to make it, but if I can, it'll be good to see you guys.
Coming up?
Yeah, I got an extra bed, and even if I didn't, I got a big bed.
Exactly, you got big D. He
is cuddly. He is very cuddly. Like,
you know, come check out this domain in person. You feel me? We can drop some zins. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, get a little wild. No, but thank you, man. Appreciate that always.
Yeah, a clean ditty party is what I call it.
Yeah, clean ditty party. I like it. Oh man. All right.
The guy's nickname is Diddy. Come on.
Yeah, they call me Big D. Come on in.
D. Yeah, exactly right. So sharing a bed with my boy Big D, you know, but it's totally platonic.
Yeah. I'm a he.
But all right. Well, look, but it's going to be a really cool event. I'm sure it'll be great for everybody who's there. Maybe hopefully I'll be able to get out there. But either way, you guys enjoy. And for anybody else who hasn't made their plans, now would be literally the time to do it, because this show is going to air on Thursday and the shit kicks off on Sunday into Monday. Monday is the day with all the activities. Braden, I'm assuming you're going to be doing the Cuba Cup, playing some pickleball or what?
Yeah. I'll be there. I have not been playing, but I'm gonna play.
I've not played since Vegas last time. Plus, I'm dealing with the shoulder issue. I've been going to PT for my shoulder, so I think I'm out regardless. I might end up having to do the hike, you know, or the haunted museum.
That's
awesome. Something.
I did two of them last year. It's one of the best things in Vegas. Get the top.
Do you wear hiking shoes? What do you wear to? What do you walk in when you hike? Is just
I
running
do like
shoes?
Like a pair of outdoor Hokas, Hoka trail shoes. Yeah,
same. Yeah.
Bring a water.
And Turtle,
water
I think it's called
patch.
Turtle Point. Turtle Point's a legit. It's not that hard to climb, and it's a beautiful view. Like the effort to view is one of the best ones I went on last year. So it's
that's interesting. I like that for hiking. You kind of have this ratio. Do you have like a water bottle that's like a fanny pack water bottle with the straw all the way? Like
I bring it. You know, on a hike that's 4 hours, I bring a pack of M&Ms and a water bottle. Like that's
okay,
it.
And you keep it in your pocket. Like what do you do? You got a little backpack?
Yeah. I don't remember. I did bring a backpack last time. Yeah. Yeah.
A backpack. All right. You know,
yeah, I went out.
Number five.
Hat tip to Mike Ambrose and Aaron Wilkin and Stephen Kennedy. We went on a nice hike. That's a good way to talk business and have some fun is 4 hours walking, get some good talk in, nobody bothering you. And the funny story was, I think Ambrose sold four names and Kennedy sold five during our 4 hour trip.
No way. Oh, that's awesome.
Like,
well, shout
making
out to
money
all them.
While you're hiking's out. That's the beauty of domain names right there.
Yeah. Well, big shout out to all those guys. Steve is that dude. Mike is great. I texted with him a little bit last week. You know, all good peoples. And obviously shout out to Aaron, you know, the accidental domainer, right? You know, so
that man's living our dream life. Like he's hiked every place in the world. If you ever follow him on Strava, it's unbelievable. It's a 100-mile run one day, mountain bike in New Zealand the next. He'll be in Argentina the next week. Like, he's living his best life. He's living his best life.
A 100-mile run is not my dream life. Just
yeah, that sounds like hell on earth.
Aaron, well, he's crazy.
If I'm running 100 miles, there's a major problem.
Yeah.
Aaron did a 240-mile run. 240-mile run.
God.
Yeah.
Away. That's a big old no. But
who hurt you?
It's all good. Yeah, exactly.
I don't even want to drive that far.
Yeah, legit.
No. All right. Well, look, we have covered a lot of ground. This is gonna be a long show. We're gonna have to break this one up or at least have plenty of like, hey, go here for the actual domain talk.
No, but, stop it. Stop with the words. Just stop all in words. Is people gonna like you or they're not gonna like it, but it is what it is.
All right, well, fine. I'm just saying. You know,
can they get their money back if they don't like
it? That's it. Exactly. That's what we always say. Hey, look, if you got a problem, just hit us up. We will gladly refund the money that you paid to listen or watch the show all day. It's all good. That's an open
offer. Some life-changing. There's going to be something in there that changes their life. Within the 2.5 hours, there'll be one thing for something.
I think there was actually quite a bit of knowledge drop in this episode. Just, you know, there's a lot of filler.
Yeah,
a lot of filler.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what? What people do is use AI just to extract the good shit, and then they could listen to the whole thing in 4 minutes.
Oh, there you go. Hey man, Muse.ai, man, big shout out to Muse. You know what I'm saying? Like, go get your synopsis on. Actually, I don't know if they do synopsises. That would be interesting. They should probably hey Billy, let's talk about Muse and see what they're up to.
I think they do. We should probably check in.
Yeah, Billy, let's plan on connecting with those folks and see what's good as far as like new features and things, and see what we can leverage over there, since we utilize them for a bunch of stuff. And big shout out to them. Aren't you also invested in them, Drew?
Yeah.
So, you know, full disclosure, but on a .ai domain, you know what I mean? So shout out to
you're
them.
Probably the first company I ever saw on a .ai domain, actually, because he's been around for like 10 years and he started on .ai, but he was also an AI researcher. So
yeah, well, all good. All right, y'all. Well, look, thank you guys. Well, last but not least, anything else you got on your plate, Drew, or anything you want to talk about that we haven't covered? What's that?
I said, I think we covered it.
We did it covered. All right. Well, listen, boys, thank you so much for being here. Always appreciate your time. I'm sure the audience does. Speaking to the audience, thank you guys for tuning in. If you guys made it this far, congratulations. Here's a coupon code for nothing. But really, at this point, we should give you some sort of reward. But right now, it's just appreciation. That's what we got. We got a coupon code, half off appreciation. You know, just, you know, all good. Without you, there is no us. And yeah, look, I mean, it's going to be a crazy time. So everybody strap in, you know, keep your head up you know, try to take advantage of the opportunities that are going to present themselves over this next year and change and, you know, and be excellent to each other in the meantime. So, and otherwise, we will see everybody here next time on Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Peace out, everybody. We'll see y'all soon. Maybe in Vegas.